This is going to be the most popular speech of the day because there's no more official speeches. I think all my doctors and lawyers and warriors are just amazing, but I do think Dr. McDonald's is kind of particularly special, yeah? That was amazing. Yeah. I was going to sum up a little bit, but I don't think that needs to be any official formal like video capturing of this, so you could, you know, not do that. I just want to say that, you know, we really are in kind of a bit of an epic battle, like a certain moment in history. Who knows why? Maybe these things are cyclical. Maybe, you know, my father, some of you know this, was a Holocaust survivor. Maybe this is just the way the pendulum goes in humanity, right? But for whatever reason, this is here where we are. We didn't create it, but we can't shirk from it. Sometimes people say, you know, it's like you don't have a choice. Like if you're in the 1940s and you live in London and you're being bombed, what are you going to do? This is where we're at. If you roll over, we're going to wake up, as I sometimes say, in the Western satellite of China. Okay, there's no choice. We must fight. I think it's clear to everybody that the battle is essentially the individual versus the collective, right? They're using medical as the pretext, but it's the individual versus the collective. Everyone is going to have to push back in their own lives. And it's probably going to be painful. And I don't say that lightly. Losing one's job is very painful. It doesn't matter if it's happening to a lot of people. Losing friends, family, it's painful. I think the alternative is worse. I truly believe we are like facing down Marxism or Chinese-style communism, right where the sun is shining and the restaurants are open and the cars drive well, but you can't say anything and you can't deviate and you feel choked. Let that inspire you as you go forward in your life and pushing back on the tyranny. Share everything you've learned with everyone. We don't invite a lot of people to these things on purpose. We need you to share it on social media. AFLDS, of course, is widely censored. But the way around the censorship is with individuals who share it and share it and share it and share it and share it. One of the reasons we did the video this morning is because I think they'll have a hard time censoring that. Right? It's a popular song. I'll take a couple questions if anybody has any, or not if they don't. Otherwise, we can conclude.
I've got a friend and a buddy sitting right in this table. He's worried about transference. He's got family members that are vaccinated. I've got another friend also that works with people.
Things out there in the world that we don't know, can't control, who knows. Do I personally think, having looked at as much of the science as I can, that there might be something going on in between people? I do. I say that based upon Pfizer's own studies, and I say that based upon the fact that they've been working on, it's called self-disseminating vaccines for at least 10 years in the animal population. So I do believe this is a goal. And I say this is a neutral goal. I don't think it's necessarily a nefarious goal, but it is a goal that they've been working on. And then they say in their own documents that there is some kind of interpersonal transmission on page 67 of the Pfizer application. However, do I think you should be worrying about this? Absolutely not. You go about your life, enjoy your life. This is not a thing that should be on your top 10 list of things to worry about. Right. So, again, I'll give you the best answer that I know of. I've asked people smarter than me about this. The general consensus from reasonable, rational people is not, again, to be overly concerned. We don't know exactly, right? But most people who get a blood transfusion, it's one or two units, which is really diluted with the rest of your blood. That was really a very satisfying answer when I really thought about it. It's true. That is, most people are not exsanguinating, hemorrhaging out where they need to replace their entire body with like somebody's vaccinated blood. Right? So I would also put that on the list of things much less low on the list of things to worry about. Having said that, as a scientist, I don't think we should be releasing things into the blood supply until we know 100%. But can you control it? You cannot. So do not worry about it. Right? We'll take like two or three more. Goodness. Has she been to our website? I don't think you've been to our website. Have you? Okay. Okay. So we are most known for the fact that you can go to AFLDS.org and you click on how do I get COVID-19 medication, and you can arrange a telemedicine consultation with a physician in any of the 50 states, and then the pharmacist will mail you the medication to your home. That was the number one thing really that we wanted to bring to the American people, because we knew that that's what the pharmacy and the doctors were failing to do. So AFLDS.org, how to get COVID-19 medication. Last question. Winner.
I want to thank you for everything you're doing. Is there any correlation? There's so many predictions that so many thousands of millions of people are going to die in August. Is there any correlation between people who had the vaccine and how severe their reaction is, and then they get better? Is it an indication that later on they could potentially be at greater risk of succumbing to the side effects of the vaccine?
Is your question that if somebody gets the vaccine, gets really ill from the vaccine, will they then do worse later?
Yes.
I've never thought of it that way. I would say that falls into the category of we don't know. That's it. But I it's interesting, these questions, because it's fascinating, right? They're really fear-based. It is so important to let the fear go. I can't emphasize that enough. Let it go. And I'm not saying this from a place of like Pollyanna-ish joy. I'm saying it because as an ER doctor for more than 20 years, this does not warrant it. I was working at the hospital that was the receiving hospital for any potential Ebola patients in Los Angeles. So if they happened to, by mistake, send somebody over from West Africa that landed at LAX, and they discovered that at LAX, they were sending them to my poor inner city hospital with no resources whatsoever. So that was me in 2014. I really thought that was bad and scary, and I didn't think that was a good idea, and I was really kind of nervous about it. This is not that. Don't worry. Really, I mean it seriously. Go live in joy. Don't live in fear over this one. It's not necessary. It's been my absolute pleasure. I'm going to ask everybody to please share this widely on social media, and go forward in joy. Enjoy.